Hey, everybody, we are GFBS. We're Grand Forks' best source. And before we get going here, I would like to wish a happy 20th anniversary to my beautiful wife. Happy anniversary, babe. New executive director of the United Way of Grand Forks and East Grand Forks, Heather Novak, is joining us on the show today, which, by the way, is brought to you by your auto equipment experts. For all your car equipment needs, check out Auto Equipment Experts in Grand Forks. They're an AC Delco distributor for auto parts and so much more. Auto Equipment Experts also sell and service all major brands of tire machines, wheel balancers, hoists, air compressors, and basically anything you need to stock your shop, or for all you weekend warriors, it's how you stock your garage too. Locally and employee owned, check them out. Auto Equipment Experts, 5036 10th Avenue South and North in Grand Forks, or call 701-757-2500 or go to autoequipmentexperts.com. Auto Equipment Experts open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. Any questions or comments for Heather Novak, 701-213-0863 is our number. I tell you what, if you want to listen live, go to gfbestsource.com, click listen now, it's live, and if you want to chat, just click the Twitch link in the upper left corner, and we are now on Rumble too, all right? It's posted on the GFBS Facebook page. Well, before we get into the show, it is time for our daily segment called Jokes My Neighbor Tells Me. Here we go, Jokes My Neighbor Tells Me. Do zombies eat popcorn with their fingers? Well, no, they like to eat the fingers separately. I didn't even get a reply out of Paul that time, so I thought that was a good one. Anyway, Heather Novak, how are you? Nice to meet you.
It's nice to meet you, too. Thanks for having me.
Tell us a little bit about Heather Novak.
So I am born and raised in Larimore, North Dakota.
Mm-hmm.
I have a 2-year-old son.
Oh.
He is a doll. Well, I mean, to
sometimes.
Me, he is.
Yeah.
We're getting in those terrible twos, I think. So,
you know, I have a 2-plus-year-old granddaughter and think she is just the mom. Oh, gosh. Couldn't get a better granddaughter till I went down to Fargo and babysat for the weekend here a couple of weeks ago and found out it's not all peaches and cream, but It's cool to have little kids, isn't it?
It is. They're absolutely amazing.
You know, I was kind of social media creeping you. And before you got this job as the new executive director with the United Way here, you have basically been working with nonprofits for quite a while, the way it looks to me.
I have been. I tell everyone I'm really young, and I started really young with nonprofits. But I have been with nonprofits for over 10 years now.
Mm-hmm. Is there a reason, a story, or it's just something that you fell in love with and decided to stick with it?
My first job was a nonprofit, and after that, I absolutely fell in love with it, and I've never wanted to leave.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's kind of one of those jobs, when you get home at the end of the day, you kind of get that warm, fuzzy feeling in your stomach, I would imagine, a lot of times. But I would imagine the good comes with the bad. I'm sure you've seen some bad stuff, too.
We have. And standing next to the clients that we work with, whether it was with United Way, I've also been at Northlands Rescue Mission, and I've also been with a child care center, and at all of those places, you know, being that person that families can come and talk to and vent to if they need anything has been great for me personally.
So you wear a lot of hats, I would imagine.
I do.
I mean, I'm guessing you're like a counselor and a lot of other things too.
It is. We do have 2 social workers on site, but you do wear a lot of hats. You have to be there for that person, and a lot of times our families really depend on us.
Mm-hmm. You know, everybody sees, you see the TV commercials, you hear the commercials, United Way, Live United, United Way. Tell us about the United Way. How long has it been around?
So United Way started in 1957, so 64 years.
Wow.
We have been providing our neighbors with opportunities to thrive. And we've expanded on that more in the last 2 years. We have made some significant changes at United Way.
Mm-hmm. You know, every nonprofit has a mission. What would you consider the mission of the United Way?
So our mission is to provide our neighbors with opportunities to thrive. And we do that through our 3 initiatives, which is our Live Initiative, Work Initiative, and Learn. And all of our programs are based on that Live, Work, and Learn, because that really is the soul of what our families need.
Okay, now let's go through that a little bit here. Live, Work, and Learn. Okay, when it comes to Live, helping people with, say, housing or maybe food on the table. But you had mentioned before we went on the air here, there is no housing for homeless families. And this is something a lot of people in Grand Forks might not think is going on. There's no homeless families in Grand Forks. This is Grand Forks. But there are.
There are. We have had, so we launched our Families First program last fall, last October. We have served 37 homeless families.
Wow.
That does not include any families who are on the verge of homelessness. If they have an eviction notice and we help with a rent, if they're behind so that we can help them get ahead. And so, yeah, we've had 37 families come through our doors. And then we just received, there is a case study going on right now for homeless youth in our area. And the case study stated that there is 165 students or kids every year who will experience at least one night of homelessness.
Isn't that nuts? In Grand Forks. And has it got worse since the pandemic? Or I suppose you weren't with them then, but have you noticed, are things worse because of the pandemic? You know, you mentioned eviction notices and things like that. A lot of people lost their jobs. A lot of people, you know, they had the forgiveness there for a while, but that's all come to an end. Are we going to see more of this going into the harshest time of the year?
We're really hoping that we can stand beside the families who are in need of that. If families are in need, if they're already behind on rent, but they're not homeless yet, reaching out to ourselves or Northlands Rescue Mission, Salvation Army, St. Joe's, they're all phenomenal nonprofits, and they can all, we all work together to help these families in the community.
Okay, so there is the live part of it. Now the work part of it. People might be down and out. I know, for example, myself, I worked for the same company for 21 years, lost my job because of corporate cuts. Devastating to me at the time. But you help people with that when it comes to the work part of it, helping them find jobs, helping them find work. The United Way help out with that too?
We do. A lot of times we will refer to job service because, again, our partners in the community, us working together is what's going to actually make the difference. And so we refer out to job service. They will be able to help with resumes. They'll be able to help with job applications. They have some on-site training for CDL and CNAs. So we refer our families a lot of times to job service or to HireQuest and other agencies in Grand Forks, along with there is tons of jobs open in Grand Forks right now.
Okay. And then the third part of it is LEARN. Explain that a little bit.
So the LEARN is getting those kids to and from school, making sure that kids get into childcare. Right now, childcare has been really hard to access. We had a family the other day that we were trying to help get childcare, and I had called two of the childcare centers in Grand Forks, and their waiting list is a year. So that has been a struggle we're trying to get into, but getting children into childcare, making sure kids are getting into their schools and consistently going to school.
You know, you hear so many, and I hate to say it this way or word it this way, but childcare nightmares. I know Paul, the producer, is going through it. And here's the thing. It's with the infant care at his daycare, you have to have so many people per kids. They weren't quite there. Maybe somebody quit or something, but so they had to shut that portion of it down. The thing is, the lady who has the daycare has got people that want to work. They've applied. They've got the resumes. But it's the government that kind of drags their feet with the background checks, the fingerprints, all of that kind of stuff. And it leaves these child cares, you know, in limbo because they're not allowed to hire these people because they haven't been okayed yet. Another one I heard of is, and this is the one that gets me, is hoof and mouth. You know, it's one of those things that kids get, and especially in a daycare, it kind of runs around, you know. But the thing is, when a daycare closes because of something there, you can't bring your kids there, but you still have to pay for it. Now, I could see if my child was sick and I couldn't bring him to daycare, I understand I should have to pay for it. But if the daycare shuts down and you still have to pay for it, even though you can't bring your child there. Now, daycare is not cheap. You know, if you look at people, say you make minimum wage and say you have even one child per month, you're going to clear about, if you work 40 hours a week, you're going to clear about $80 after you pay your child care. It's hard to find good child care. And when you find it, I mean, I know people that refuse to move from one neighborhood to another because of their child care. That's crazy.
It is. It is. Childcare in Grand Forks is really hard to find. And if you actually look on the north side of Grand Forks, if you ever Google childcare centers in mm-hmm. Grand Forks, they really make a line from the east side of Grand Forks, not into East Grand Forks, but eastern mm-hmm. Grand Forks, down and around through 32nd. But there's a huge gap on that north side of Grand Forks.
And a lot of people still live on the north side.
Absolutely.
You know, and another thing, too, about the United Way is it's equal opportunity. I mean, it doesn't matter. Erase your gender. Maybe you have physical or mental issues. You guys, your doors are open to everybody.
Absolutely. We work with any families that are out there. We don't work with individuals because we have other amazing nonprofits that do that for the community. So we want to make sure that we're not duplicating services, but we're helping close gaps. And so we do work with any families. And like you said, we are equal opportunity. So it doesn't matter. We make sure that we make appropriate referrals if needed. We help work with those families into other agencies.
So you must do a lot of PR work. I mean, going to meet these people and have these people that you can rely on if you need to. So, I mean, there's probably a lot more to your job than what people are seeing right now.
There is. We have a lot of meetings, especially program meetings. But the nonprofits have multiple meetings throughout the year, usually at least one each month for different organizations so that we can get together and we can talk in, because really we are doing it as a team in the community.
Mm-hmm. I tell you what, we're going to take a little break here. Heather Novak, the executive director of the United Way of Grand Forks at East Grand Forks. A lot of things going on there, but right now I want to talk about Valvoline Instant Oil Change. You know, life doesn't ever seem to slow down. Everything has always got to be done right now. Well, when it comes time for an oil change, stop into Valvoline Instant Oil Change. You know, most of their oil changes, in fact, I don't think it's ever taken me longer than 15 minutes when I get in there. And they do more than that. Tranny and coolant flushes. They'll rotate your tires if you need. They'll check your battery, which they will also do when you get your oil change. They're going to top off your fluids, check your tires, battery, lights, wipers, cabin air filter. And they offer discounts for fleets. And if you're in the military, they're going to offer you a great discount. They can text and email invoices and coupons. And if you mention Grand Forks Best Source, they'll give you $10 off your oil change. It's a great deal. Takes no time. They're open 7 days a week. No appointment needed. I drive right up. They get me right in, and I'm out of there before you know it. Pickup and delivery is available in Grand Forks, too. You know what? Go to Valvoline Instant Oil Change for a complete oil change and more. They are 3325 South 38th Street, or call 701-780-8462. Make sure you tell them Grand Forks Best Source sent you. They've actually sent us a testimonial letter that is pretty cool, and just they gave them 5 stars all around. So that'll tell you something there. Heather Novak, Executive Director, United Way, Grand Forks, East Grand Forks, in the studio. I want to hear about this. I saw this on the social media. In fact, I know a few people that got the green slime, but tell us a little bit about this superhero slime challenge.
So our superhero slime challenge is a social media campaign, and it's used to bring awareness to United Way's annual workplace campaign. It's a fun way to get the community members to get involved with United Way, involve their friends and families. Anybody can do it. You don't have to come to United Way or contact United Way if you're interested in taking the Superhero Slime Challenge and then nominating somebody else to do it. The secret mixture is really simple. It is cornstarch, water, and food coloring. That is what makes the slime, so you can make all of that at home.
Oh, sure, sure. And I saw the videos. A lot of people do it at home. You got slimed?
I did.
Yeah, yeah. How hard was it to wash out?
Well, unfortunately, I had a 35-minute drive home.
Oh.
So mine was pretty solid in there, but luckily, once you hit the shower, it comes out really quickly.
Do you have slime all over your car?
I was smart enough to bring towels, but I wrapped my hair in a towel. So when I got home and took that towel off, my hair was standing straight up. My son looked at me like, what just happened to you?
Here comes mom, the punk rocker, walking into the house. What about the kids' closet program? Tell us about that.
So the kids' closet program is probably one of my favorite programs besides our Families First. And a couple of years ago, about 2 falls ago, we always ran a program called Undie Sundays. And we still do that. It's 6 weeks where we reach out to different churches and businesses and see if they would collect hygiene products, undergarments for anybody. And then we disperse them back out into the community. And a couple of years ago, we had social workers come to our office. And I had an extra tote of Undie Sundays stuff. And so they had asked if we had stuff left over. I said, yep, I brought it in. And the one social worker was looking for a size 7 and there was a size 5. And she's like, well, that'll have to do for right now. And we sat down with our team and we're like, that'll have to do. And we're like, no, we have an amazing community. Mm-hmm. We're gonna jump on this. And so what we did was we wrote a grant to kickstart it. And so now for Kids Closet, we take in donations of kid clothes, 0 to 18. So we do take adult clothes since most teenagers are in adult clothes mm-hmm. now. Mm-hmm. We take hygiene products, school supplies, diapers, wipes, household items, you name it, we take it. And then we disperse it back out to any family in the community 100% for free. You go on our line online, you fill out an application, we'll pack all the bags, and then you come and pick them up.
You know, that's great because we did a story this morning on the update about some of those products you're talking about. Diapers was one of them. Hygiene products, a lot of these, the prices are going up and up and up on these things. And this is stuff every kid needs. When you say Undie Sundays, first thing I thought of was laying on the couch watching football with a cold beer. But I see you've got a much better version of it. Another thing I want to hear about is the Neighborhood Heroes. What is that?
So Neighborhood Heroes, that is for our workplace campaign, our fall employee campaign. And during the fall, we reach out to right around 200 businesses and talk to different businesses about running an employee campaign. So we go there, we do a presentation, we talk about our programs, and then we ask anyone who's interested to fill out a pledge form and donate. And you can donate via credit card, cash check, or payroll deduction. Mm-hmm. And so then you can make a pledge to help fundraise for these programs that we have internally.
Yeah, I remember the United Way coming in at places I have worked in the past, and you fill out the paperwork. Very easy to do. And even if it's a couple bucks a week, $5 a week, $20 a week, whatever, you don't even notice it because it's automatically taken out of your check. And then at the end of the year, you know, that's tax deductible, right?
Absolutely.
Great thing. Great thing. Now, if somebody wants to volunteer, do you take volunteers? And what would maybe be some of the things they would do?
We do. We're always looking for volunteers. So Kids Closet, all those items that come in from the amazing community that we have to count all those items so that we can record them on our 990 at the end of the year. And then we also have to put those items away. So we have totes and hanging racks and everything. We organize everything. And then we also have volunteers who will need to pack those bags to get them out into the community. So that's our volunteer opportunities in our Kids Closet. We also have the backpack program, the East Grand Forks backpack program.
Oh, okay.
So we serve the two elementary schools on the East Grand Forks side, the middle school and the Head Start on the East Grand Forks side. And then we also serve the Grand Forks Head Start.
Oh, okay.
And we expanded to that. Last year was our first year with the East Grand Forks backpack program. And then this year we expanded with both Head Starts. So we're serving about 500 bags a week. We deliver every Wednesday, and then the social workers will deliver them to the kiddos on Friday so that they have food over the weekend. So we send home 2 breakfast, 2 lunch, 2 dinner, 2 snack, 2 juice.
Now, are you having issues? I think the last time we had Dave Senna on, it was probably a year and a half ago or whatever, when the pandemic was first really rolling. Is it hard now with because I know they had to limit the volunteers. You could only have so many people in there doing all of these things that you talk about. But is that kind of a done deal now? The volunteers can get in there. They can get their stuff done. So you guys are maybe a little ahead of the game instead of always behind it.
Absolutely. We are taking any volunteers. Our groups are usually fairly minimal just because the space that we have mm-hmm. is a smaller space. But yes, we can take usually 5 to 6 volunteers at the max for our backpack program and 4 to 5 in our Kids Closet at any given time.
Okay, say somebody doesn't want to deal with the fall employee campaign. Say somebody, it's towards the end of the year, and that's when people decide if they want to donate and to what cause. If somebody just wants to say, hey, you know what? I think I want to cut a check to the United Way of Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. Can they do that?
They absolutely can. They can drop off a check to our office, which is 1407 24th Avenue South, Monday through Friday. They can also go online. We now have options online so that you can either put it towards Anything for United Way, you can specify a specific program if you want to support the Kids Closet or the Backpack Program or Families First. And then you can do a bank ACH, you can do a credit card, you can do a reoccurring credit card. We have many donors who like to do credit card because then they can utilize points for their credit cards. So they just have to visit our website at givegf.org.
You know, this is with the pandemic and everything, a lot of people have fallen on hard times. There's a lot of people that their pride. A lot of people don't like to ask for help. There's a lot of them out there. What do you say to somebody who might be watching this show and they're thinking to themselves, you know, how am I going to feed my kids next week? We're running towards the end of the month. I'm running out of money. I need help, but I don't want to be the guy to ask for help. What do you tell these people?
Reach out anyways. We have two amazing social workers who will help you. We had one family that we had come across with us, and she didn't know that she qualified for housing authority. Mm-hmm. And we're like, you absolutely do. This would make a significant change on her. She was working extra hours. She had two kids of her that she was a single mom, and she was doing all of this by herself, but living paycheck to paycheck. And yeah, she was super stressed out. And so we have resources available where we can sit down and talk about those opportunities that are out there, anything from SNAP and housing to energy assistance.
Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of assistance out there. And you know, the thing is, a lot of people get by living paycheck to paycheck. But if something happens, maybe the car breaks down, maybe the kid falls and breaks an arm or something, then is when you're really in trouble. And that's when you really... And the thing is, with the pandemic, people, their minds aren't all that strong. I mean, you know, there's a lot of things going on, mental issues and stuff now, anxiety, depression, and that just adds to it. You know, when you're struggling to get by, it doesn't take much to really put a person down.
Absolutely. We see it all the time, especially with our homeless families, who most times when they come to us are in crisis mode.
Mm-hmm.
So we do partner with hotels, different hotels in Grand Forks. We partner with the GFPD, the fire department, Grand Forks Public Schools, so that they know, too, that they can refer families to us. And our GFPD knows what hotels we utilize so that they can drop a homeless family off if they run into a homeless family. And then we make sure our case managers and social workers get over there right away, bringing a temporary housing kit. So that will have food for a family of five for 3 days,
mm-hmm.
hygiene products, bowls, plates, so that they can get out of crisis mode right away. And then we start working with them. And that's where we start with everything from, do they have identification? A lot of times the adult may have some identification, but the children don't have any.
Right.
And it's really hard to get into housing or get onto SNAP if you don't have that identification. So we work with filling out those applications, getting on housing applications, looking for low-income apartments or places in Grand Forks, and then making sure that we're working towards getting them employed.
You know, I mentioned the fact that some people might be too proud to ask for help, but it's got to be pretty important to be able to team up with like the GFPD and the Sheriff's Department and all these different entities around town, because they see a lot more than we do, because they're out on the streets 24/7. We're not, but it's got to be pretty important, because I would imagine, you know, say a Grand Forks police officer or a sheriff's officer, they're going to see these families maybe in the middle of the night, and they're going to stop. What are you doing out here? Well, we don't have anywhere to go. And they probably wouldn't reach out to you unless that, I hate to say it, sad situation happens.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, when we kickstarted Families First and we met with GFPD to tell them what was going on, they were really excited to hear that this was an opportunity for them to be able to, if they have a homeless family, be able to drop them off at one of these hotels. Mm-hmm. Because our police department is amazing. They used to just try to get money from each and everybody to try to put them into a hotel overnight,
mm-hmm.
out of their own pocket.
Well, let's face it, folks. This is something I've been saying my entire life. Law enforcement, they're not just there to arrest you. They're not just there to put you in jail. They are there to help the community. And what would we do without them? What would we do without people like you? I mean, the United Way, this is just awesome. I mean, you guys do incredible work. It takes, I think, a very special person to do what you're doing. I don't know if I have the stones to do what you do. I think I would get too emotional. I mean, I can't even watch some of these adopt a pet commercials on TV because they almost make me cry. But when people, again, I think they take for granted that everything is just fine and rosy in Grand Forks when it's not for everybody.
Well, and to backtrack just a little bit, it takes an entire team. I have an amazing team at United Way that none of this would get done without all of us working together. And then the community as a whole. I mean, we're not the only nonprofit in town. We have lots of amazing nonprofits and we all work together. And if we didn't all work together, we wouldn't be able to accomplish the things that are being done in Grand Forks.
Yeah. And Heather Novak doesn't make all the decisions for the United Way. I see you've got a pretty extensive board of directors and all of that. So how does that all work?
We do. We have an executive board of 7 board members, and then we have our current board has 17 board members, all of who are amazing to work with. We have an exec meeting every month and a board meeting every month. We talk through things. We talk about strategic planning. We have different groups of people who get together for depending on what it is, whether it's finances or whether it's our granting processes or our strategic planning.
So the boards get together, they decide this is what we're going to do, and then they look at you and say, make it work.
Usually.
Take your team and make it work.
Yes. Usually we, as the team, will get together and talk about different things that we would like to see because we are the ones who see it every single day. And then we talk to the board about it, and they're always very supportive.
Mm-hmm. Again, websites, phone numbers, if somebody wants to volunteer, if somebody wants to donate, if somebody wants to find out more, how do they do that, Heather?
So you can visit our website at givegfegf.org. You can reach us at 701-775-8661. You can also find us on Facebook and Instagram. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out to anybody at United Way.
Thank you again, and keep up the good work. And whenever you guys got anything going on, reach out to us. Give us a little bit of a notice because we'd love to have you back in the studio.
Thank you so much.
All right, there you go. That is the new executive director of the United Way of Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. Man, they do an awesome job. And again, thank you very much, Heather Novak, for spending some time with us today. Show today, by the way, brought to you by Probita's Promotions. If you're looking to boost your brand and maybe looking to make your business stand out from the crowd, get a hold of Probita's Promotions. They're going to consult with you at no cost, and they will find the perfect swag for your business, logo apparel, hats, promotional products, trade show displays, and awards. In fact, my GFBS hat and my GFBS shirt both came from Probita's. Man, they're the region's top provider for free online stores, and now they offer free shipping. Any item, any size order, you get free ground shipping to one location. They are in Grand Forks, Fargo, Bismarck, and Minot, and you can get the perfect apparel, team spirit wear, and more, and all with free shipping. Probita's Promotions, call 1-866-PRO-SWAG or shop probitaspromo.com. That's a great way to boost your brand and stand out from the crowd. Do it with Probita's Promotions. Hey, tomorrow on Dirty Thursday, the Bull Ring Boys are back. Hopefully Chad Hoff is going to be here. River City Speedway NOSA Sprint Car Champion Austin Pierce will be in the studio. He's going to be talking about that win streak he's got going on. Will he be able to beat Mark Dobmeier next year? Wow, it's going to be a great show. Hey, remember to like, share, tag, and follow us. Also, if you want to listen live, go to gfbestsource.com. You click the listen now. It's live. And if you want to chat, just click the Twitch link in the upper left corner. We're now on Rumble, too. Post it on the GFBS Facebook page. Great ways to follow us. It's not all about Facebook. Hey, you know, the Grand Cities is an awesome place. Grand Forks Best Source is giving it an identity again.